tonight. It's time to count the tip jar. Hand condom.
I can't believe you. Using protection is so 5 years ago.
This is Williamsburg. There's a good chance even the dollars have herpes.
Well, if those singles have herpes, they should just lie about it so they get married like everybody else does.
Oh, good. You're still open.
Oh, yes, we are. What can I get you?
Everything in the register.
Oh, my God. It's a hipster holdup.
Hand it over. I have a gun.
Well, I have a death wish, so that's not going to work. Look, pal. We work at this cupcake window from 2 to 4, 6 nights a week, and that is after 8 hours of slinging hash to the diner next door for lousy minimum wage, which a bunch of rich politicians out in, help me out,
Washington.
What she said. Don't want to raise. Then we walk home to our illegal one-bedroom apartment, get 3 hours of NyQuil-induced sleep before we have to get back up and share a bowl of Spanish-language Cheerios.
It's the same thing, but the sea wears a sombrero.
So, no. I am not about to give you our hard-earned money. And if you're gonna shoot me, better aim good, because if you miss, I will climb over this counter, tear off your head, and it'll be our new tip jar.
Yeah, I just robbed Pizza Pizza. Here's a 20. Have a good night.
I have a way with people.
Just saw that our cupcake competition, Brooklyn Bitty Bites, went out of business.
Yep. It's being changed into a medical marijuana store. Already have my whole punch card. Buy 4 brownies and the 5th buzz is free.
Brooklyn Bitty Bites bit it! Yeah, we won! Eat it, red-haired lady and your Asian daughter!
That's them going down right after the death of the cupcake giant, Crumbs, is scary. It's like there's a serial killer out there coming after cupcakes.
Well, he should be easy to outrun, because that'll be one fat Dexter.
Seriously, we have a big problem.
I'm back!
And there's our little problem. Wow, you don't usually see the ventriloquist dummy out of his suitcase alone.
Hello, Earl. Hello, Caroline. Hello, reason I do 2 hours of phone therapy every Wednesday before work. So, did you all miss me?
You were gone? Because I swear I just saw you yesterday. Wait, maybe that was a cat.
I was gone, people, to San Francisco for a convention. The Restaurant and Diner Association. Rad-ass.
You were at something called Rad-ass in San Francisco? Are you sure it wasn't Red-ass?
I am not gay. I'm restaurant curious. I discovered an exciting new item for our menu.
No way. No new menu additions. I already lie awake in bed worrying about how high the food bar is here. Pick up pulled pork. And it's good, because before I pulled it, I gave it a dry rub.
It's $4 toast.
$4 toast? That's $5 more than our toast is worth.
Delicious homemade artisan bread. At first, I was reluctant to put something so big in my mouth. But the hot butter drizzling down my chin. What's my sticky reward?
Hun, that toast is trendy foodie food. It'll die here, like my soul did. Our customers are just plain, normal people.
Everybody!
And Sophie.
Guess what? 78 guys want me on Tinder. What, 79?
You've been on Tinder
10 minutes. Oh, look, oh my gosh, this guy's a plumber. Are you kidding me? Yes, that's a match. Oh, and this guy isn't even wearing a shirt. That's another big yes. Oh gosh, girls, I'll be over here looking at boys in my boot.
Hey, I know a girl who met her husband on Tinder. No, wait, she saw her husband on Tinder.
Hey,
Are wheelchairs sexy?
It depends on who's in one.
I say no. Hold the presses. I just got a new tweet from my gal, Kim Kardashian. Oh, she just bought her some new boots in Manhattan.
Kim Kardashian is epic. She was on the cover of Vogue. She's on fire.
So? I've been on fire. That's the last time I tried witchcraft for the free snacks.
Oh, I love the Kardashians. They're like the Kennedys, but with bigger asses.
And text me next time. This whole talking thing is insane. Hi. Who would I talk to about finding the owner of Max's Homemade Cupcakes?
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
Great. Wonderful. Such a cute shop. Would you be interested in having a popular...
Yes.
I didn't finish my
Sorry, sentence. Just haven't heard the word popular in so long.
Oh, yeah. She's over. She's the Blockbuster Video of people.
Would you be interested in having a popular reality show filmed here? I'm so sorry. I have to take this. Just a minute. What? Just say it already. Come on.
This is great. Think of the exposure. I wonder which reality show it is.
Ooh, maybe 16 and Pregnant is doing a Where Are They Now segment and they found me. Or that one about you. Here comes Honey Boobliss.
Do you have any idea who I am? You just do what I say or you are out. Okay. Mommy loves you. Sorry, my baby's Nigerian. I mean, if you're gonna live here, learn the language. Jesus. So, what are we thinking?
We'd love it. We're in. What show?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Finally, God opens the door!
And I'm closing a window.
She's overwhelmed. Big fan. Do you have a card?
Mm-hmm. And listen, text me. Don't call. That freaks me out.
Just give me one good reason why we shouldn't keep up with the Kardashians.
I'll give you five good reasons. Kim, Camber, Klondike, and the little ones, Crispy and Cream.
Not even close.
But Kim, Kooky, Kool-Aid, and the little ones, Captain and Kangaroo.
It's Kim, Courtney, Chloe, Kylie, and Kendall.
That mother has some nerve naming a kid who's probably never even read a book Kindle.
We need this. Everyone watches Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's like Dancing with the Stars, but without the stars. So Dancing with the Stars.
Okay, tell me one good thing about this show that I hate, because I've never seen it.
Well, it's all about this family and their struggle to keep up. Yeah, okay, I've never seen it either. Sophie, thank you so much for letting us come up after work to watch your TV. Max turned our old one into a bong.
That's another time I was on fire.
Well, which episode do you want to watch? Kim gets a new hat? Or Kylie cries at Coachella? Chloe gets a bikini wax. Now that one's a classic.
How many of these do you have DVR'd?
Well, I got 17 on this TV and 53 on the one in the bedroom. Now, I like to go to sleep with the sound of Kim's voice. It's so comforting when she says, "This is super awkward." And, you know, sometimes she arches her back when she says it like this. This is super awkward.
This is super awkward.
You know, I bet you if I stayed in Poland, my sisters and I would have had our own show. It would have been called Keeping Up with the Kaczynskis. It's too bad we all didn't live to see 20.
I need someone to make me laugh.
That's it. We're done.
Hi.
early.
Get the hell out! It's morning!
I know, but we couldn't stop watching them do nothing! This show's freaking genius!
Is the blonde one crying?
Chris and Kim are in Vienna, and someone stole Chris's Bottega bag and her Chanel clutch with the matching pumps that she bought in Paris.
All right, well, I have to go take my morning tinkle. But when I come back, I want you two to be out of here because I need that swing for my exercises.
We have to do this show. It'll be so great for our business. The only way we'd get more exposure is if Orlando Bloom and Bieber bitch slapped each other in front of our shop. Who cares about our business? I want that mother to adopt me. Her kid makes a sex tape. She turns it into millions. The only thing my mother ever did with my sex tape was copy it and give it to her boyfriend. Max, this is what I look like when I'm happy. You've never seen it.
Please call me by my new name, Chlamydia Kardashian.
Don't say anything stupid like that.
I won't have to say anything. Chris will see me and recognize me as one of her own with my lips, my boobs, and my willingness to live in some place called Calabasas.
They're here. My life changes now. This is what I look like happy. You've never seen it. Hi. We are so, so excited about this.
There has been a change. They're not coming. It's too far to walk in heels.
See, she might as well have been my real mom because she just chose a heel over me.
Hi, here I am to meet Kiki, my BFF. And look at my new dress. Twinsies.
They certainly are.
Sorry, she's not coming. We had to film them in Jamba Juice instead.
Oh... Well, this is super awkward.
Stupid Kardashians! Kim Kankle's crank! And the little one is Kegel and Kickball! Kiss my keister!
Max, stop it! I'm trying to sleep!
Well, sorry, but I'm pissed, and it's 11:30 anyway. What's going on?
Even one tweet from Kim would have exposed us to 22 million followers. Scientology doesn't even have those numbers.
They screwed us.
I know. That is why I'm making hate cupcakes for the Kardashians, see? Eat it. Bite me. And these three, get a job. Oh, and one for the mom that says, I still love you, just in case. Now, come on, get up. Your son needs to go out and take an 8-foot crap.
No. I'm done. If everyone's done with cupcakes, so am I. I'm done pretending that everything's gonna work out. In our reality show, it's not.
Look, get up, or I will close this bed with you in it, and your new reality show will be True Life, I Live in a Wall.
I'm not getting up, ever.
Stop it! Put me down!
What's happening?
My head. Did I have a stroke?
Calm down. No one has stroked in your bed since, what is it, going on a year?
My hair is caught!
Who are you yelling at?
The whole situation! Do something!
Let me look. Oh, yeah. It's all caught up in the bed gears here.
Oh, my God. I have a bed with gears, and my hair is caught in it!
Oh, nope. Oh, it's really all stuck up in there. So odd. I don't know how a thing like this could happen.
You put me up into the wall. Now I'm trapped in a Murphy bed like some welfare Rapunzel.
Stop panicking. I'll get a scissors.
Oh, yeah, get the scissors. Then plunge them into my heart because I'd rather die than cut my hair.
Okay, Max, I think I have something that might work, but you have to promise me that you will never bring this up again.
What, the fact that your head is stuck to your bed?
Sorry, that's coming up again. Go into my nightstand and get my cinnamon-flavored makeup remover.
You mean the lube?
Can we please call it makeup?
makeup remover. Please, I need us to do that.
It's almost empty. Man, you've removed a lot of makeup.
Stop it. Just squeeze some out and put it on the parts that we need to move.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Oh. Please tell me it's working.
I'm trying, but I don't think I can get your hair out. Good news is I think we can fit a penis in there.
Who could that be?
A rapist we've done most of the work for? No, we were just talking about you.
Max, you gotta help me with the bread for Hans Toast. I've already burned 10 of these. Turns out the only thing I can successfully bake is meth.
Oleg, come to the bed. I need you.
All right. Only took you 4 years, but I'm here, baby.
No, it's not like that, Oleg. Just get over here.
Okay. Hold this.
Here.
Oleg called me when he couldn't get Caroline to stop the screaming.
Hi, Max. Earl gave me part of a brownie.
Turns out glaucoma and having hair stuck take the exact same prescription.
Look, that's right, you mothers. I did it. I made the perfect bread.
A chef who took 19 hours to make one loaf of bread. Stephen Hawking was more successful at the 100-yard dash. And you are aware that I went all the way into Manhattan, cupcake-bombed Kim Kardashian's hotel, and you're still just laying here, right? Didn't you have to pee?
I held most of it in.
This is crazy. You've been here all day. Let's just cut your damn hair already.
I wouldn't be me without my hair. I can't live without it.
Yes, you can. You have lived without money, you've lived without electricity, you've lived without plumbing.
What do you think got me through it? My hair. I'd be like, lost all my money, the toilet's clogged, still got my hair.
Darling, I don't think those brownies are kicking in. I also have some lollipops.
I hope you're happy. I didn't see anything through the peephole, so I'm guessing it's Han.
Hello? I have an open diner and no diner staff.
Han, look, I made perfect bread.
Oh, wow, it's bigger than I'm used to. Let me just take a minute and breathe, and I'm sure I can take it all in.
Well, if you need any help, Caroline's got some makeup remover.
She's saying Kiki Tweet.
How did he understand that? Is he part dolphin? Kim Kardashian tweeted a pic of my mean cupcakes and said, Max's homemade cupcakes, hashtag not cool.
Oh my God. Kim Kardashian hates someone I know.
That went out to 22 million people. I'm so sorry.
Why? Do you know how many people can't stand the Kardashians? Our cupcake window will be packed. Cut me loose.
Hey, Caroline. We're finally about to scissor. Are you sure?
We got a business to run. Cut it. I'll be fine.
You're gonna need that lollipop.
Yeah, I know. Those Kardashians are the worst. That's why I don't keep up with them anymore.
All right, Max.
Okay, that's it. Just one left. Not bad. And your hair's not bad either.
Yeah, now, after the emergency trip to that salon, when you got done with me, I looked like a baby bird on chemo. I'm sorry I had to use the last of our savings for my haircut.
No, you're not.
No, I am not. I love this.
Kim. I just wanted to say sorry that we didn't film here the other day.
It almost hurts to look at her.
I know how hard us girls really work to keep our businesses going, so I'll take a cupcake and I'll totally tweet about it for real. Thank you so much. Here, 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 here. Oh, we can't break 100. And anyway, this is so on the house.
Oh, thanks.
Cute hair.
Wait, real quick. Do you think your mother would adopt me?
This is super awkward.
Next Monday, how fresh is Max's new boyfriend?
He's DJing next to Radishes.
Watch her clean up in aisle 9.
Any requests?
Quit your job?
Or maybe just bag it.
I'm proud of you for giving this guy a chance. He's making a DJ face, I'm out.
New Two Broke Girls next Monday at its new time, 8/7 Central.